Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today my guest is Shirley Grace, and we're going to talk about how you go from being the best-kept secret to sought after as an authority in your field. And I'm going to introduce Shirley in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time with here with us on the show. So, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. You know, I always say that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world and leave an impact. You're more of a conscious entrepreneur. And maybe that's why you've decided to join us today. So welcome. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time is well spent. And I don't think you're going to be disappointed today. I always want to remind people to join Entrepreneur Mastery, which is a Facebook group. It's a place where we can all support one another and connect with one another. And I'm really active in that group as well. And I'll put the link on the show page as well as the link to my website in case you want to contact me. Maybe you want to be on the show as a guest, or maybe you have an idea for a guest at BonnieGressel.com. Just reach out to me there. And I always put the guest's website on the show page as well so that you can just click on it and go there. And know that Shirley has a fantastic gift for you that's right there on her website. So, you know, maybe you have a message to share. Maybe you want to, you know, be on the Holistic Entrepreneur show or the other show that I have, The Gift of Choice. Or maybe you want to do podcasting on your own. So in any case, reach out to me. I always love to chat with people about that because I think it's so important that we get out there and share our message. I mean, life is too short and you know, we're here for a purpose. We're here to help as many people as we can. And it's really hard to do that if you don't share your message and your gifts with the world. And I want to remind you that I have links to all of the gifts that guests have given to the Holistic Entrepreneur and to the Gift of Choice show over the last couple of years. So if you're interested in sort of going shopping for some of these free gifts, the link is on the show page below. And just, you know, sign up once to access the page. And then once you're in, you're in. I send it out to you every Tuesday so that you can always peruse what's out there. And I've got over, 60 some gifts right now. So go have fun shopping. It's so cool to be able to shop and not have to actually spend any money. So I welcome and I encourage you to do that. So without further ado, join me in welcoming our guest for today, Shirley Grace. Shirley Grace is a 9 times number one best-selling author, speaker, and business coach. She empowers women entrepreneurs to stand up, step forward, and stand out, to write and to publish their books and to connect with their ideal clients so that they can grow their business and create the legacy and the impact that they desire. Shirley is the CEO of Simply Done Publishing and specializes in authority-building books by women entrepreneurs, as well as women's and children's journals and memory books. She's published over 30 best-selling books using her Simply Done book writing and publishing system, which she teaches to her private clients and in her virtual and live workshops all over the world. Shirley lives in Montreal, Canada, with her husband and 2 precious children. Well, welcome, Shirley. I am so excited to have you here.
Bonnie, I'm really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Oh, certainly. I worked for 25 years in corporate, actually. And had you maybe 8 or 9 years ago told me that I would end up being an entrepreneur running my business and helping business owners to publish their books, I would say, no, you've got to be crazy. I'm a corporate person through and through, and I'm climbing that corporate ladder. And in 2006, my mother started showing signs of dementia. and Alzheimer's. And she was my best friend, my number one fan, my best friend. We were always together. And I was really feeling the tug between wanting to be there to support her and help her through this, and also wanting to be there for my corporate job. At the time, we were also trying to have conceived, to have children. So I'm getting really personal here. and it just wasn't working. So I was feeling burnt out. I was feeling trapped. I was feeling that everything was spinning out of control. And I wasn't having the flexibility that I needed, from being in a corporate job. And my mother did pass in 2007. My son was born in 2008, in autumn of 2008. And I was so excited to have him. We had waited for so long. And I realized when my son was born that I didn't want to go back to corporate. I wanted something else. I wanted the flexibility. I wanted to work on my terms. I wanted to book my own schedule to do the things that I really love. And mostly I wanted to be there for him because we had waited for this precious child for so many years. And that's when I decided not to go back to corporate and basically to launch my own business.
Wow.
And I haven't looked back since.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, I tell people all this all the time. It's like a bird out of a cage. Once you're out of that area, it's like, wow, to have the freedom. So thank you so much for sharing your story. And, you know, I'm sorry for all the losses that you had with your mom, but what a wonderful gift to have your son then just that following year. And, you know, it's the cycle, right?
Absolutely. And now I'm blessed with both a son and a daughter.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you know, I know that you spend a lot of time you help people publish books not just to get books out there, but to build their business. What do you, and sometimes people think, well, why do I have to write a book? I mean, it's kind of a big project for people. What's the benefit of, what do you think the benefit is to having a book out there? I mean, how has it helped clients that you've worked with or people that you know? Or how's it, I know it's helped you. So maybe.
Absolutely. It's a great question. I find that I've worked with many women entrepreneurs and men entrepreneurs as well. And particularly with the women, one of the things that I find they get stuck in is how to get more clients. They want more clients. They want more visibility. They really want to be established and seen as the authority in their field. And they're grasping at straws to do this. And so it's, the dreaded M word, marketing, right, Bonnie?
Yes.
And so they have to do their marketing. And there's so many ways to market your business. And I find that many entrepreneurs try to do a little bit of everything and they don't do it consistently. And so the book, from my perspective, when you say, why should they publish a book? The book really gives you the opportunity to capture your knowledge in one area, to have it distributed to the masses, to be seen as an authority in your field, to reach a lot of people. And it's something that can be done fairly quickly. It doesn't have to take years and years to write and publish your book. Gone are the days where you have to go lock yourself up in this beautiful cabin in the woods for years to be able to write your book in isolation. You can now do it very, very quickly just based on the knowledge and the information that's available today.
So much has changed in the publishing world that people still think, my God, it's such a big thing. But, and this is how I look at it. A lot of people say that they want to write a book, but not everybody does. Not many people do. And that makes them special if they do.
Well, it does. And I remember a few years ago, before I started, I was still in corporate. And I remember walking into our local chapter store, which is, I guess, the equivalent of Barnes and Nobles in the U.S. And, and seeing that, they had a guest author. Now, I had no idea who this person was, but I saw the table set up and this was an author. And I was just amazed and I was captured right away by saying this person actually wrote this book and published this book and they're here now presenting their book in this bookstore. Like, how fabulous. And I immediately, although I had never heard of this person before, I didn't question their authority.
Yeah.
Relative to the topic that they were presenting with their book. I mean, they had their book, they were holding their book, they were a published author. Obviously they must know what they're talking about. So definitely publishing your book gives you the opportunity to really step forward and claim your space as the authority in your field.
Mm. Oh, and there's, I mean, it's tremendous expert status. I mean, you just gave a wonderful example of your, you know, going into the bookstore and not knowing this person, but thinking, oh, they must be an expert because they have a book. And I think a lot of people do look at it that way. So how do you get people from, well, maybe I want to write a book, I kind of have an idea, to actually getting out there and getting published?
Well,
I know you can't answer that all in 2 minutes, but
that would take us a few hours.
It would.
However, one of the places to start is really with your goal. Mm. I think some people know that they have a book inside them. They dream of publishing their book. They dream of doing it. I remember when I was in high school, I was the editor and the producer of our yearbook, graduation yearbook for graduating high school. And I remember publishing that and thinking, oh, wow, I really love this. Now, little did I know years later, I would be publishing, 29 books in less than 12 months. Some people feel that need, that urge, that wanting to share their message and feel that they do want to publish a book. Other people are really looking to be seen as the authority in their field, to attract more clients. They're looking to reach more people all over the world. They don't know how to get their message out to the masses. And so a book is something that helps you do that. And for people that say, well, I don't know what to write about, for example, if that's what you were getting at with your question, Bonnie.
Yeah, a little bit, because I've heard that from people too. I don't know what I should write about.
Yeah, what should I write about? Well,
who would listen to me? Who would want to read what I wrote?
Yeah, those are... I hear that all the time.
I'm sure you do.
And I don't have the time is another one. But essentially, I mean, if you start, we're talking to entrepreneurs. So you already have a business, which means that you already have an ideal client spelt out. There is, if you're in business and you're making money, potentially you are offering a solution to at least one of their key problems. And that's what you can write about. Absolutely. You can just write about what is the solution, what is the problem that you solve, for whom do you solve it, and what is the solution that you offer. And that becomes your book. You can do very much, what are the top 10 questions that you're asked? And each question and answer can, along with some added stories of some client stories or some of your own, can be a 10 chapter book right there.
Yeah. I think people often have all this information, all this content, a goldmine of content that they're sitting on and they don't even know it.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm sure, I mean, you do work with people and you help them in terms of their podcasts, right? So if there are people here who are podcasters, you can easily take the transcripts of those podcasts, reassemble them, and you can create several books from that, I'm sure, just from that repurposed content. Yeah. Or your blog posts, the same thing. Or the articles that you may have put in your newsletters is another opportunity to repurpose that into a book.
Yeah, there are so many. I love the word repurpose. I use that all the time. It sounds like you do as well, because it's just a way to not have to, start over from the beginning again. Why reinvent the wheel? Use what you already have.
Well, yes, and I'm very much about that. I mean, it's, our time is limited. We have a lot of things on the go. And, if there are ways that you can cut your time investment to be able to achieve your goals, then I'm definitely all for it. And writing your book is one of the ways to do that, because you can reach a broader audience. I mean, people quickly can self-select themselves. They see your book, they read the back of it, right away they know, yes, this is for me, or no, it's not for me. Yes, it solves the problem that I'm looking to solve, or it's not at all a topic that I'm interested in. And people can quickly self-select, so you can reach masses of people. And now with the distribution and the publication opportunities that are available, just, for example, through Amazon, which is worldwide reach, millions of people, in a heartbeat, and you can reach those people through publishing on such forms such as Amazon.
Yeah. You talk about simple strategies to sparkle and shine. You know what makes you different? That sort of the go-to expert that we were just talking about. What do you think the three biggest strategies or most important strategies or easiest strategies are that people could start with or at least think about at this point in their journey on their entrepreneur path?
You know, the other day, Bonnie, I Googled how to market my business. Mm. And I came up with millions of links that you could go to figure out how to market your business. And I find that as entrepreneurs, we get overwhelmed. We want to get our message out. We want to reach people and we get overwhelmed. So we do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of that. And some people call it throwing spaghetti at the wall, right? To see what sticks. So we publish articles and we do YouTube videos and, you know, we send out email newsletters and some people actually do direct mail through mailboxes and we do the podcast and we do, you know, we try so many different things. And we lose momentum because we are trying to do the latest, greatest thing and integrate that into our business. And I find that as I'm coaching entrepreneurs, what I ask them to do is go back to square one. Mm-hmm. Just get clear on who your target audience is. What is the problem that you're here? You know, how are you here to serve them? What is the problem that you're here to solve? What is your solution? What is that system that you have for a solution? And then I really boil it down to, I think, three key, I call them all-in-one marketing strategies. Mm-hmm. And the three all-in-one marketing strategies that I recommend to clients is speaking. So, you know, really getting out there, getting your message out there to a wider group of people through speaking. So it could be virtual speaking, it could be live speaking, it could be, you know, going to your local meetups, it could be going to your local business groups, as long as it's catered to your ideal clients. It could be going to events and speaking there, it could be, you know, speaking on web radio, on television, etc. But basically getting out there and speaking. And I really feel that that's a way to quickly build rapport, to build, you know, the know, like, and trust factor, to get feedback on how, you know, how receptive people are to your message, and to really reach a broad audience, in a lot of cases, an audience that someone has gathered for you. So you don't even need to worry about, you know, getting all those people together in a room if you're going to an event or you're going to, you know, on somebody's podcast or the telesummit, such as, you know, what you're doing, Bonnie. So thank you very much for doing that and for bringing all these experts together. But, you know, you have gathered these people together for us to be able to share our knowledge and expertise with. So one of the strategies that I recommend is definitely speaking. I call them SAS, those three all-in-one marketing strategies. So S for speaking, A for being author, getting your book out there and spreading the message. Again, through, for example, Amazon. You're not, you know, you don't need to gather these millions and millions of people. They're on Amazon. And, you know, whether it's Christmas break or it's spring break, because I have some young children, or it's summer vacation or any time throughout the year, Amazon continues to sell your products. And, you know, my books sell every single week, which is fabulous. And I really don't have to do much to, you know, to get Amazon to do that for me. So you're being an author is another way to really establish yourself as the expert in your field and having that reach. And the other one is being a sponsor, so SAS. So sponsor, being a sponsor at someone else's event, being a sponsor at an expo, being a sponsor at a local networking lunch, being a sponsor at a corporate lunch and learn. There are a lot of areas where you can be a sponsor. And basically, that's where you get to showcase your expertise. Again, the important part of all of these three is making sure that you get in front of your ideal clients with your message.
Mm. Yeah, and it's, to me, it's all about getting, sharing that message, but not just telling one person, telling as many people, whether you're speaking it or writing it in a book or whatever. I so agree with your SAS strategy for, you know, building a business, because people have to find you. I mean, I think in the old days we used to maybe look for clients or cold call or whatever it is. In my mind, and maybe this is just my opinion, is that people should find us, but people need to be able to find us as entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that, you know, the number one thing that is stifling business owners and their opportunity to really grow their business isn't the economy. It's not lack of opportunity. It's not lack of time, lack of money. It's not that they need to learn more, know more, get a bigger list, network more. It really is themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that Bonnie, in all of these situations, the entrepreneur really needs to step up and really take full ownership and step into that role that they are the leader of their business. They have a message to share. They have a solution to offer or service to offer. They have a difference that they want to make. And they have to step fully into that and stop hiding out, stop playing small, you know, stop being worried about being the imposter, you know, who am I to go out and share this message, and really believe in themselves and say, you know, I will do it. I will take one step at a time and I will do it, but I will do it in a manner that is consistent, in a manner, you know, and I'll start with baby steps, one step at a time, and not try and launch 20 things at once, but focus on one strategy at a time, really implement it, do it well. And those strategies are very helpful if, on top of that, you can leverage the audience base of other entrepreneurs, for example, through speaking, through having your book published, through sponsorships, through podcast as well, you know, that you do. Bonnie.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think it, maybe this is a Bonnieism again, but I think it comes down to believing in yourself and people, it's that worthiness factor. We don't always feel that we're worth it. And then we don't believe in ourselves because I think people do play small. I love what you said before that, you know, you don't play small. You need to get out there. And I see a lot of people struggle with that. I don't know if you do in your practice.
I do. I think it's the commitment. It, you know, the number of people that I've seen say, yes, I'm an entrepreneur. Yes, I want my business to succeed. But they're really hobbyists. Mm. You know, they're not really taking their business seriously. They're not stepping fully into it. And I understand. I mean, I know, you know, some of our listeners may be faced with family that doesn't really support their dream or their mission in terms of growing their business. They may have friends around them who say, oh my gosh, you're crazy. I mean, when I left corporate, the number of people who told me, you know, you're nuts. Like, you're leaving.
Oh, I heard that too. Yep.
You're leaving a 25-year career. Like, what are you doing? You've never had a business before. You know, people around you haven't had businesses. I didn't grow up, you know, surrounded by entrepreneurs. And so people around me were the best of intentions, of course, but were basically chanting to the tune that, you know, you've got to go, you've got to stay with corporate, don't get out of corporate. You know, and that was the message that I was hearing a lot of. So yeah, it's a lot of extra pressure to really want to prove yourself and to succeed. And if on top of that, you have shiny object syndrome, where you, your attention span goes to the newest and the brightest and the newest thing, and you're trying to keep up and your email is flooding with, you know, with hundreds of emails with the, you know, the latest, greatest marketing tactic, technique, et cetera. I mean, that will totally throw you off your game and will not help you to accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish. So you really need the clarity to say, okay, what do I want to accomplish with this business? Why do I even want to do it? I mean, for me, it was clear with the struggle I had with, you know, with mom being ill, with trying to conceive, with having, you know, lots of high visibility projects that I was involved in corporate, it became very clear when my son was born, I want to be there. I've waited for this all my life. Mm-hmm. I want to be there for the soccer games. I want to be there for the plays at school. I want to be there for the first day of kindergarten. You know, I want to be there for the hockey tournaments. And it, my why became very, very clear. And I think that that's helpful to keep you focused, to say, okay, why do I want to do this? Not because I'm just trying to prove to someone else that I can make it happen, but really, why inside of me do I want to be that entrepreneur, and do I want to grow this business? And then how best can I do that without, you know, diluting my time and my energy? Mm.
You know, I think clarity comes up a lot, and I think that's so key. And I think sometimes when people are starting out in business, they, you know, they get wrapped up, like you said, in the, I got to do this, I got to learn this, I got to do this, but they don't have the focus and the plan and the clarity that they need as that foundation. And so I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Shirley, because I think that is so, so important. And sometimes it's a step that's missed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we've talked about a lot of awesome things today, but I know people are busy and I acknowledge that. If they could only fit one more thing in their brain today, what do you think is the most important thing that you want to leave our listeners with today from our conversation?
I think it really comes back to leverage. I mean, it's a word you say that you like. It's a word that I use constantly in my business and even in my day-to-day of what I try and do. So how can you leverage your time? How can you leverage your team if you have one? How can you leverage your expertise? And how can you accomplish what you want to accomplish by leveraging? And one of the easy ways to do that is, you know, I know you all have content. And if you all have content, then how can you quickly and easily repurpose that content so you can publish your book or so that you can go out and speak, create your talk and be able to go out and speak and present. And actually, most of the time, you can sell your book at the back of the room too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a double benefit there. So it really is, you know, how can you, don't start off saying, gosh, I've got nothing to write about. I don't have a message. I don't have anything. Look on your hard drive, look on your website in terms of your posts. You know, you have that content that you can easily repurpose to be able to create that book and publish it and really position, you know, a couple of things happen when you publish a book and you've probably experienced this as well, Bonnie. But with my clients, one of the things that I've seen is that publishing the book not only has you perceived as the authority in your field, which you are, but it also gets you to believe that. Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting. When you open that box and you're holding your book in your hand, something shifts. For entrepreneurs, that they really, it helps them stand in their power and really assume that role fully.
Yeah. Oh, I so agree. That's a wonderful, you know, golden nugget to leave with people today. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for sharing all that you have with us today. Now, I know that people are going to want more of you. I just know that they will after listening to our conversation. So tell us, what's the best way to reach you to find out, you know, how you help people, you know, get their message out there. And if you, you know, if you want to talk about the gift that you have for everyone today, you can do that as well. Just let us know how we can get more of Shirley Grace.
Well, thank you. And thank you for that opportunity. So my website is shirleygrace.com and it's S-H-E-R-L-E-Y grace.com. And I believe you have a link on the website, Bonnie. And as well, I'd like to leave our listeners with a gift. I know that many people are going to listen to this and say, oh, sure, write a book. Listen, I published, created and published 29 books that turned into 9 times number one bestsellers. 17 of those books ended up on the bestseller list. I launched them in 5 different book series, 2 languages, became international best-selling author, and all in less than 12 months.
Wow.
With 2 kids.
Besides.
2 children. My son is now 8, so, you know, 12 months ago he was 7. My daughter is 5, just started kindergarten. So it is possible. And working my business full-time, helping to ghostwrite other people's books, et cetera, and working with book clients. So it is possible. And so the gift that I want to leave you with is basically a quick start checklist. And the checklist has a number of categories on it. So it gives you the step-by-step, the elements of what you need to do to be able to prepare your book. It gives you the elements that you need in terms of being able to produce your book. So what do I need to do? And you can just check these off as you get them done. What do I need to do to publish my book? And what do I need to do to think about and do to promote my book? So that's what I'd like to leave our readers with. It's the book writing and publishing checklist.
Oh, it's a fabulous gift. Thank you so much for that generous offer, because I think that's, you know, if people can check things off, It takes a lot of little baby steps to get to the end result, right? And people don't often recognize or notice the baby steps. And so having a checklist like that really helps.
And a lot of the elements on the checklist only require, you know, 10, 15 minutes of your time. So you could easily forge out, plan out blocks of, you know, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes on your schedule on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, and then just work your way through the checklist. And before you know it, you will have completed your book. Wow. Of course, I mean, if you need some extra handholding, I'm always there. So I encourage you then to go to my website, shirleygrace.com, you know, get on the mailing list, get the newsletters, and so that I can give you some extra guidance there.
Oh, fabulous. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. I mean, besides your business, you've got two little kids, and I know you're a busy person. So thank you so much for taking time out to share all of your insights with us here.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.